Hello, it's Hans here. Hello, everybody. I'm sitting here with Anders and Gunilla, and we're going to present NCAB, who we are and what we are doing, and also our Q3 report. We'll start with page four, describing who we are, and we can see that we're 17 companies around the world, and we are 403 employees, and we prefer to call ourselves for specialists. Also one can see that we are aiming for demanding customers, so that's our mission, selling circuit boards to demanding customers. Of course, with zero defects and sustainable at the lowest total cost. At page five, what's circuit boards using for? We are selling the bare board. Our customers is mounting the components, and the components or the printed circuit board assembly is then mounted, placed in the, what we call the end product, the final product. On page six, one could see some samples of products that where we make circuit boards for. At the top, at the left, there is a high-speed trains in China where we supply circuit board for a braking system, door opening system. Mid-top is a heating camera we supply boards for. At the top right, there is actually a new gadget for trucks and coming on the cars also with the rear mirror cameras instead of ordinary mirrors that is kind of making high air resistance. We have entertainment system, and we also have a golf monitor that can actually see or project where the ball will wind up. That's why when you're watching the golf on TV, it's partly our products that make that comes true. Also, fare meters also for taxis. That's just a small kind of selection of end products we supply. Page seven, we are working in a niche. We don't supply high volume. We supply high mix, low volume. That's the important thing because high volume, there is a big risk, very low margin. We are supplying boards where it's a high product value and quality demand is extremely important, and it's a little bit less price pressure. Page eight, we have a low customer concentration, which also is important. We could say the top 50 customers stand for 50% of our revenue. The industrial segment is the biggest segment from our sales. Our journey, the history, the company was founded back in 1993 of three gentlemen from Sweden, and they rather quick realized that you have to go outside Sweden to make more business to grow. We kind of started in Scandinavia and then went on further to Russia, China, Spain, Poland, Germany. Then we made some acquisitions. The first acquisition we made 2012 in the U.S., and the second one in U.S. 2014. Then we made Multiprint, we acquired in March this year. That's our last acquisition, or latest, I should say. Also in the revenue, you can see we have grown every year since 2008, except for 2009, where all businesses went down, but we were rather proud of we could also make a profit 2009, and that's kind of explaining our business concept as we don't own any factories. When business goes down, it's rather easy for us. We only have one fixed cost, and that's the staff. We have a customer case, a customer we work with in the U.S., Kimball Electronics. It's a company that has seven locations in North America, and they also have in Europe and Asia, and we are working with four of these companies. This case is describing the Tampa location in Florida. They use us for a medical project here, and we are important for the design expertise. We support the customers with design, and also high reliability is extremely important for medical purpose. One could see on page 11, we can see the development for this project, which we are very proud of. So looking at the quarter three, we can see we have a growth. We are very proud of this result. We have a growth of 5%, a little bit slower than anticipated. And we have, if we measure in US dollars, is minus 3%. But what's extremely good is that the EBITDA has gone up with 10%, and also the margin has gone up. If we look at the whole year, it's also plus 12% and plus 2% in US dollars. And the profit plus 15%, which is it's fantastic. So highlights during Q3, we have received our first order from Malaysia and Netherlands. Great. And very successful integration of Multiprint in Denmark. And actually the synergies has been actually much bigger than we anticipated. And then also, I don't know if it's a highlight, but anyway, I've decided to retire next year. So the board has initiated a recruitment process and to install, and the aim is to install a successor in mid-2020. So I will stay in the company until we find the best possible replacement for me. And I will also be a part of the company on a long-term basis as a shareholder and also in the board. So Anders.
Okay, good morning. Anders Forsén here. So on page 15, you can see a short summary of the different segments. And we can see that this quarter we have a bigger difference between the segments from a result point of view. And we still have a rather good development in Nordic, and mainly Norway and Denmark. It is growing a lot. Of course, some positive effect from the Multiprint acquisition. We also have a very healthy and good result, EBITDA margin in Nordic. Europe, a little bit slower. I think we are following the market trend, and then we see weakening market in Germany. So that also sees another growth. North America was hit by the tariffs, increased in second quarter. It's had a negative impact on our revenue. And East is rather stable, but we see an improving profitability. So next page then, even if we see a little bit weaker growth, we are growing, and we are increasing our gross margin, which I think is positive. So that's also important that we continue to increase our margin despite the tougher market conditions. So page 17. As I said, it's a bit slower growth, but we are doing a growth in measured in SEK. And you can see that the increased tariffs to USA, which was imposed in second quarter, they had a negative impact on the order intake second quarter, which is what we can see in the revenue this quarter. On the other hand, we had a growth in all other segments, which is good. And what is positive as well is that we can see order intake for the third quarter was growing more than the revenue. So we have a positive book to bill, which is anyway a positive sign for the future. So we had a 9% growth in our order intake, and measuring USD is 2%. In general, we can see continued strong activity and development in the Nordic and a positive development in East, while we see much more hesitance from the US and European market. So I think in many ways we're following the trend from other companies in that respect. So page 18, even if we had a slower growth, we are happy to present an increase in profitability. EBITDA increased by 10%, up to 46.3 million, and an EBITDA margin of 10.5%, which we are, of course, proud of. The reason is that we continue to increase our gross margin, and we have also slowed down a little bit in our recruitment activities. We are still recruiting in Europe and East for growth, but in a little bit slower pace than before, just to adjust to the market. Also good to see that earnings per share increased 19% to 2.29. So in general, we are proud of the result for the quarter. And going into the different segments, if we start with Nordic, which is our operation in Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Finland, Estland, we had a growth of 25%. If we exclude multiprint, it's 10% growth. So it's still a very healthy and good growth. And it comes a lot from good activities in Norway. So we see a very strong position in Norway, and we are growing there. Also, our old Danish operation is growing. And we have seen a very positive impact from the multiprint acquisition. Our EBITDA margin, once again, is up to 18% and increased a lot compared to last year. And I think we have seen very strong financial synergies from the multiprint acquisition, where we have been able to raise the gross margin due to our better purchasing prices. We have also been able to adapt our payment terms to the factories, which had a very positive impact on working capital. So all in all, we see a very, very good benefit from the last acquisition. Going into Europe, as we saw in second quarter, the order intake was rather slow, and that is what we see in the revenue this quarter. We have also rather weak or stable order intake this quarter. And it is driven, it's mainly Germany, which is a bit weaker this time. We have some better results in UK, and the other countries are more or less in line with last year. EBITDA is decreased compared to last year, but we had a little bit abnormal strong result third quarter 2018. So a margin around 6% is more what we should expect. North America, on page 21, we have a slowdown and we have a negative growth. We saw a huge impact on the orders when the tariffs was increased in May. And of course, that had an impact on the revenue for the third quarter. However, we have been able to adapt our cost structure, and we also be able to increase our gross margin. So the impact on the profit is not that much. And I think hopefully we can see a slightly changed trend in the orders. They are still weaker than last year, but you might see a little bit positive trend in the end of the quarter. And last but not least, segment East, Russia and China. The growth was rather stable compared to last year. And also here, U.S. is impacting. Or we had the lower order intake in second quarter from EMS companies in China exporting to USA. But we have a healthy growth margin, healthy profit, and we increased profitability. And we are very proud of the order intake that we had in third quarter, which actually grew 25% compared to third quarter last year. And it's mainly our business with local Chinese EMS companies that are growing again. So we see that's a very, very positive sign, and we have a very healthy margin on the Chinese business. So East is, even if we don't see the big revenue impact this quarter, we see a very good growth in orders and profitability for East. And then going down to some financial or balance sheet KPIs, with return on equity ended up in 45%. We have a very low debt level, so we have a strong balance sheet and we have a lot of accessible cash. Solvency 40%, and also net working capital, as usual, below 10% of our LTM revenue. Of course, you know, we do have rather low inventory levels, and we have rather good payment terms to the factories in China, which evens out the trade receivables in a way. So we are an asset-light business, and we have possibilities to, and that means we have a good cash flow, and of course we have a lot of strong balance sheet for further growth activities.
Please continue.
Okay, we'll do that. So a short summary then of the third quarter is that we see growth is flattening out a little bit in sales, but still we see a positive trend in order intake, and especially for Nordic and East. Gross margin and EBITDA margin continue to increase, which we are happy for, Nordics going very, very strong, and especially then Norway and the acquisition of Multiprint in Denmark. China, we mentioned before, and still we see some weaker market in U.S. and North America. But in a way, you can say it's good to have operations in many areas because then we always can have something that's growing and something that maybe not is growing as much.
Yes, on page 25, we can see our strategy going forward. And we have kind of built it on four cornerstones here. And the first one, increased market share in Europe, U.S. and East, is we have a so small market share. So there is so much we can do on the existing markets where we are to capture new customers. And also secondly, I mean, the customers we have also have a huge potential. Normally, maybe we are maybe 10% we have of their TAM, total available market for us. So there is so much we can do there. And also, of course, we can expand geographically. And the latest one, we have done Malaysia and the Netherlands. And the last one, consolidate the market. And that's basically acquisitions because we think that our smaller trading companies, they will struggle as factories in China is being consolidated. They're gonna have a huge problem in buying the products in China. So we think, or we know that there will be a lot of companies open, that they are willing to sell their companies, similar companies to NCAB. And on the last page, we have the financial targets, which we are following, aiming at. That's all. Any questions?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for the speakers, please press zero one on your telephone keypad. First question we have is from the line of Robert Fredelin from Carnegie. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Morning. So a couple of questions, if I may. So one on those gross margins improving quite a bit in the quarter. What were the sort of main drivers there? And do you think that development is sustainable?
I mean, gross margin is something we work very much with, and it's I think it's basically two reasons. As we are adding more value to the customers, we have been able to charge a little bit higher prices. And also, due to our purchase power, we have been able to bargain with the factories also. So that has kind of created a better gross margin.
And that doesn't sound like something which is very temporary.
No.
Okay, perfect. So second question would be on Europe and Germany, or Germany seems to be the weak spot in the Europe business area. And you said that there was sales growth, I think, in Europe, excluding Germany. So I guess Germany was not so good in Q3. And I thought I wanted to ask if you could say something about order intake sort of trends throughout Q3, maybe in October, if there's any flattening out of the development in Germany.
Now, as we said before, we had a rather weak situation in the third quarter, but we actually saw in the end, and also can see in the beginning of this quarter, a small upwind trend for the order intake in Germany. So it's not continuing down, at least. So that feels a bit confident.
Okay, sounds hopeful. And then on the U.S., I guess order intake was down year over year, but was it up quarter over quarter? And what are the sort of trends throughout the quarter there in the U.S.?
I think it was down year to year, but I think it was rather stable quarter to quarter. And I also see that we saw a little bit change in the end of third quarter. So it's difficult to say, but hopefully it. I mean, we believe, of course, that some stage the customers need to start ordering again because they have emptied their warehouses inventory. It's difficult to see that yet, but it must come at some stage.
And then on East, I mean, the margins were very good in Q3. I guess they can go up and down a little bit quarter to quarter, but do you expect that, say, the year-to-date margin level in Easter. Is that sustainable sort of going forward?
Yes, we think so, especially with the customers we have been able to capture. We believe it's going to be rather stable. Actually, our gross margin is rather stable over all countries.
Okay, perfect. Then on Multiprint, I mean, positive to hear that you think the synergies are sort of bigger than anticipated. Would you want to specify how much of synergies you expect to realize? With this one being sort of seemingly a success, could you say something about your pipeline of acquisitions going forward?
What we have seen, of course, is that we from a gross margin point of view, it's a number of percent units increased for the Multiprint operation, mainly due to that we have been able to use our prices from the factories. That has improved the profitability. We also see that we could take away some costs that they had in the operation before because we had our insurances and different stuff that could be used on them without any add-ons. They also saved some cost in that respect. I also think we can see a big impact on the working capital where we have mainly from trade liabilities where we adapted our terms from mainly 90 days instead of the roughly 30 days they had before. So of course, that gives also some kind of positive effect. And going forward, as I said before, yes, we are actively looking for further acquisitions. So we are looking into a number of markets. But anyway, we need to find the right partner and we need to find the right companies. And it's a lot of discussions and so on. But that's high on the agenda. And it might be as well that if the market is a bit weaker right now, that might also open up for new possibilities. And I think some smaller companies might have even more troublesome to go to the customers and also to find a good purchase at the factories in China. So this could be an opportunity to give us more companies in the pipeline.
Yeah, that sounds good, and with that one being good, of course, it would be possible to see more, and you have the financing. So, okay, thanks. Those were my questions.
There is one question from Anders Rudolfsson at DNB on the email here, and he asks, you mentioned strong order in China. Are you taking market share, or are the market close to bottoming out?
I think China is growing, of course, but one of the biggest projects we're running there, we have actually taken from another factory that couldn't give the same service as we have done. So, no, China is growing.
And in China, how does the seasonality looks like over the quarters?
It's rather stable. It is, of course, the week, the first quarter, because February you have the Chinese New Year when it slows down a lot. But on the other hand, then January is strong and March is rather strong again. So, but you can see some impact on the Chinese New Year in the first quarter.
Okay, so that was the question I had over the email.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen on the audio, if you've got a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. Please go ahead, speakers.
Yes, so then we just want to remind you that the fourth quarter report will be published on February 19 next year, 2020. So welcome back.
Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.